From Silicon Valley, we turn south now to the Central Coast, where redistricting has a Democratic incumbent fighting for her political life. The 24th Congressional District encompasses all of San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, plus a little bit of western Ventura County. Democrat Lois Capps faces a well-known Republican getting help from the national GOP in a race they'd love to win. The California Report's Scott Schaefer joins us from public radio station KCBX.
The current district that Lois Capps represents is a snaking district that goes all along the coastline. It was drawn in 2000 by the legislature to protect her. It put a lot of Democrats in the district, so it goes all along the coastline. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was criticizing redistricting by politicians, called it a ribbon of shame because it was so obviously drawn, not because it to represent the people who lived there, but to really protect the incumbency of Lois Capps. The new district, drawn by the Citizens Redistricting Commission, is really all, it's a much more square district. It's all of San Luis Obispo County, taking in new places like Paso Robles and Atascadero, and all of Santa Barbara County, so from the coast all the way inland, and then a little bit of Ventura County, Oxnard, to the very southern tip of that district.
So now she's got a bigger district to represent geographically and also in the political sense. She's got to reach out to Republican voters.
Exactly. It does still slightly lean Democratic, but not by much. It's about 38% Democrat, 35% Republican. The rest are declined estate. And so, yes, it's probably Lois Capps has been affected by redistricting as much as any incumbent in California. And so she's running and having to sell herself to voters that don't know her very well. She's going to be emphasizing economic issues, but also things like protecting Medicare, protecting Social Security, her support for environmental protection as well. And, you know, she's going to be scaring voters, frankly, about Abel Maldonado, the moderate Republican who paints himself as a moderate Republican, but someone she's going to try to tie in with John Boehner and the Republican leadership in the Congress. He's fighting against that. He's trying to say, no, I'm a different kind of Republican. Look at my record in the state legislature where I worked with Democrats. I worked with Governor Schwarzenegger. I worked across the aisle. I talked with him earlier this week in San Luis Obispo, and I asked him about that charge that he's going to be just another partisan Republican if he gets to Congress.
We need people that have three qualities in government today. We need people that are pragmatic, that are reasonable, and they're open-minded. We don't need any more of this hard right and hard left. We got plenty of that. That doesn't grow the economy.
So you've been out and about this week in the 24th Congressional District. What are you hearing from voters you talk to?
You know, Rachel, throughout this election season, I've been in Fresno, I've been in Los Angeles, I've been all around the Bay Area, and even here as well on the Central Coast, you hear something very, very consistent. It's that people are tired of the bickering, they're tired of the partisanship, and it comes from Republicans, Democrats, declined estate, independent voters. This is one voter I spoke to, Donald Archer, who lives in Cambria along the coast. He's a painter. And he just said he wants Congress to get things done.
They're not getting bills passed. There's too much squabbling between the two parties. Both of them are really at fault, to some degree, although I think the Republicans are putting in more obstacles up. They're really keeping things from going through, and it seems like primarily for political means.
And Rachel, most voters say that they're not given a lot of hope based on the commercials they're seeing on television here during this campaign. Both sides, both candidates, Maldonado and Capps, attacking each other for owing back taxes and those kinds of things. Hardly the kind of message that voters here say they want to hear.
Scott, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Rachel.
The California Report's Scott Schaefer. We've got more on this election season online. Look for the link to Election 2012 at our website, californiareport.org.